We were talking about a Going Green event earlier, which included a drive for eyeglasses. You know, for close to 100 years, the Lions Club has been working to save sight and to prevent blindness. Alice Kubo talked with us recently about the recent launch of its eyeglass drive.
Lions in Sight actually is for everybody in the state of Hawaii to get to know lions, and so we try to make ourselves visible by being in all the Walmarts or any mom-and-pop stores statewide. And this year, we got Walmart on board. We were at all Walmart stores on the neighbor islands, Big Island. We were at all the super KTA stores. We were on Maui, also at Lahaina Cannery, and we were also on Kauai at all the Big Save locations. We collect used eyeglasses year-round, and if there's anybody out there that got used eyeglasses, we ask them to please drop them off at any Walmart site at the Vision Center. They collect eyeglasses for us. We also have over 300 eyeglass collection boxes located in businesses all over the state. And if you get onto the Hawaii Lions website, they'll list the locations for you. So whenever an organization needs eyeglasses and they're going to wherever, Philippines, or like we just got one from the Army and they're going to Yap, so we're going to provide the eyeglasses. We have several other organizations that go. We also have Lions that go on missions and take the eyeglasses to Cambodia. And we had, at one time, the Bishop Museum that went and took eyeglasses on their mission. So we have several organizations. Dr. Corboy is another one that took our eyeglasses on the mission when they went.
And you also took a number of glasses to, was it Afghanistan?
Yes, that was several years ago. We had a district governor at that time. Well, that was a scary experience for just to hear what he had to go through, you know. He had to dress like them, and it was quite scary. But he was able to take some there and was quite successful. Yeah, so we have them going all over. Yeah, so we thank the public, though, for saving their used eyeglasses. And every year we try to collect between 20 and 30,000.
Now, is it just prescription glasses, or do you take sunglasses as well?
No, anything. Sunglasses are good because in places like the Philippines, where it's, I guess, a lot of sun, they look forward to receiving those also. But it's so interesting that whenever they go on missions, they have a bunch of people that just line up to receive those eyeglasses. So it's good to hear that even the students, the younger ones that don't have eyeglasses and receive it for the first time, and they're so excited, like, you know, wow, they can see. Or the older ones who receive eyeglasses and can find a job. So it's cool to hear what's happening.
Doesn't the Lions Group also take the cases as well for the glasses?
No, not anymore. We were told that we cannot recycle the cases, so we don't use that. But Lions also collects used hearing aids.
Oh, so tell us about that.
So we have a doctor that collects the hearing aids, and he'll send them away, and he'll be able to get funding. It's not huge, but, you know, enough to repair what we're using currently in the schools. So we do have free vision and hearing. That's our signature project, free vision and hearing in the schools. And our audiologist appreciates receiving the used hearing aids.
So if folks have old ones that aren't in use,
drop it off at the Walmart stores. It's starting to pick up. It's slow, but, you know, we are getting more. But with the eyeglasses, we are really successful. And after we collect it, the clubs, each club will set up their own cleaning eyeglasses session, and they'll wash the eyeglasses, dry it, pack it, and box it, and that's what we ship out to missions.
And so if you have a pair of glasses that are maybe a little bent, those are okay?
I guess they'll be able to fix, but not the broken ones.
Okay, so but if they're in pretty good shape and their prescription in particular, those are the ones that you can get the most use out of?
Yes, we're in the community to help schools, organizations that need help in your community. So we do everything from A to Z, whatever, especially the schools, we try to help them.
Okay, and you need more volunteers, more members?
Hey, we do need members. We're always looking for members, and we would love to have. The only thing is that you have to be sure. Lions are quite active in the community. You have to truly, really want to be doing whatever we're doing, and I noticed that the members that get on board, they totally are committed to giving back to the community, which is awesome.
And that was Alice Kubo of the Hawaii Lions Club working on the campaign drive to collect eyeglasses and hearing aids across the state. For links on how to help or volunteer, head to our website, hawaiipublicradio.org.